if you were just on a regular farm in this part of the country, would that have anything like a stable?
Yeah, that's got to be a stable. Inside the barn. Mm-hmm. That's part of the barn, you say. Mm-hmm. Stables here. All up down one side of the stable. And the other side you stall for cows. That's for bringing that small cows or something like that.
Yes, that's right. And what about the place where you kept your hogs? What was that?
That's just plain old hog pen out there.
Yes, sir. Did that have any kind of shelter to it for the hogs?
Some of them have, and some of them don't have. Mm-hmm. Some of them have shelter for the hogs. Some of them don't have.
What about a kind of farm where you raise milk cows? Do you have any of those around here?
Yeah, we have a few. They're kind of scary, though.
What would you call a farm like that? You just raise milk cows.
Well, you call it a dairy farm, milk dairy farm. Mm-hmm.
In the days before people had refrigeration, what did they do with perishables like milk and butter to keep them from spoiling?
Well, I tell you the truth, I tell you what we used to do. We used to have a old deep system. We churn, we put that churn in his bucket and hang it down in that system. I think before we had a refrigerator, we didn't have even an ice box. And later people come up with ice box.
Yes. Did you have a place where you stored potatoes and turnips during the winter?
I had a place where we stored potatoes. Potato kill, we call it.
The what?
Potato kill. That's the way they do it. Take corn stalks and stack them up like that. Potatoes beyond them. And then after they did that, they leave a door where they go in and out. And they take dirt, go all over there. Keep the potatoes all winter.
Sarah, you ever seen those around anymore?
Don't see them no more. Got red potato houses now. Kept the same temperature all the time.
Is that right? Well, on the farm, was there usually an open area around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Yeah, call it hall.
The hall?
Uh-huh. Through the hall. Now, that's the only open area they have is through the hall out of the stall.
Yes, sir.
Hauling on out into the lot.
I see. What about a place where your cows graze? What would that be called?
Well, we call it pasture.
Mm-hmm. Was that fenced in or open?
Oh, it's fenced in. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember a time when it was all right to have your pasture open if you wanted it that way?
Yeah, I remember that time.
What was it that came along to change that?
Well, it passed the law for the cow couldn't run out anymore, you know, and we had to keep them under wire. So if they let the cow out in the field in the wintertime, you had to have the field wide.
Yes, sir.
So that's called the stock law, I believe, and they kind of...
Yes, sir. Well, if your pasture was fenced in, what kind of fence would you probably see around it?
You see a wire fence. It's a barbed wire fence.
Is that nowadays mostly?
Nowadays, yes. Right.
What did they used to have?
Well, several years ago, you used to have a lot of rail fence. They don't have that anymore.
Could you describe that to me?
Rail fence?
Yes, sir.
Well, people used to split rails. And they stacked like that. All the way around the... I've seen people have it all the way around the place.